Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Hello, hello, my All In listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy with All In, where your story is authentically you. We're brought to you by the one and only Bashani Radio out of New York City, and they are always talking about everything, and here at All In, we are too. I am so happy to be in this new year with you guys. It's 2021. Everything on the horizon is looking good. We're going to be positive. And this season on All In, I promised you guys that I was going to go deeper. I was going to let you guys into my heart and my story. And we were just going to get a little bit more intimate and get to know each other a little bit better. I've, you know, taken courage and inspiration from each and every guest that I've had on the show to allow me to be able to open up and just put my money where my mouth is. So we have today I am so gracious to have my son, Michael Murphy, on with us. He has been number one fan since the podcast has started and has been a great support system for me and just really encouraging me along the journey. I promised him the second season that we would start out with a bang and we would bring him on. I think seeing things through a child's eyes and just kind of hearing their take on things is inspirational and just really makes, you know, my heart smile. I think that having, he wanted to ask me some questions, and I think having him on and be able to ask questions is going to be fun. And we're just going to enjoy this recording and hope that all of you get to know me a little bit better and get to know my son and see, you know, what the take of a 12-year-old is. Michael's always been a very strong-willed child. And I remember reading a quote out of a book, A Strong-Willed Child. And it said, strong-willed children become adults who change the world. As long as we can hang on for the ride and resist the temptation to tame the spirit out of them. Michael has always had such an amazing spirit and has always, you know, wanted more. You could see it in his eyes. You could just see it in the way he perceives people. I mean, he loves and he just is very passionate and, I'm just so lucky to have him as my son. So without further ado, welcome Michael Murphy.
Hi, all listeners. It's Michael Murphy. Today I'm going to be asking my mom some questions that I don't even know. So we're going to hear some pretty hot takes on all the answers from my mom's life.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead, Michael.
So the first question I have for my mom, all listeners, is what were your parents like, Mom?
So I've talked a little bit about, growing up with alcohol and drug addicted parents on the show and some of the things that I've gone through. But to dive into that, you know, we haven't really discussed it too much with Michael. We just tell them, you know, the good things about them because we like to see the good and we like to focus on the positive. But my mom was a great person. She had a big heart. And I think that's where things kind of were turned wrong for her. You know, she was vulnerable and gullible, and she saw the best in people, even maybe not the right people. And I think that led her down the path, or the wrong path. But when she was, it's hard to love people that have addiction or struggles like that, and probably some mental instability as well, because they're just, you see them in different lights. So you see the person they are with their addiction, and you know, you don't like that person per se, but then you get to see them when they're not too. And I loved when my mom was good, she was so good. And God rest her soul, but she was, you know, she loved. That's one thing that you have in you. She had such a big heart, and she could love so good and so big. So she was a good person, but unfortunately her addiction, her illness just overcame her. My dad, on the other hand, you know, he's like a stranger to me. I never had any real intimate moments with him or times with him, where I really even got to know who he was or what he likes. And it was just such a unhealthy relationship throughout my life, and unsteady, inconsistent. And I know that's different because my mom was kind of the same way, but you know, it's just different with your mom. I don't know how to explain that, but he's kind of a stranger to me, to be honest.
I think I can explain the mother philosophy. I'm very closer, like I'm closer to my mom than with dad. I feel like I share the same drives as my dad when it came to sports and everything. But when it comes to like being the best at what I can do and being the best at what I feel and stuff, like all my emotions sometimes will overtake me and I'll just burst out and cry. And it's not like the best thing in the world, but I know that I definitely got all the emotions that I have from my mom and like all the drives to be the greatest at what I can do and the drive to be good in school and to be responsible. It's all from my mom. I feel like I just share that connection with her. It's like the bond that is unbreakable with mom, with mother and son. It's unreal how I can't explain it. It's just at one point when you guys share the same love for each other, it just creates an unbreakable bond that will never be ever tethered.
All right. I agree with that. I mean, I definitely think, you know, you guys are so fortunate to have your dad and everything that he brings to your life, with, you know, stability and being able to be a great provider and having a great heart and being able to like multitask and kind of see things, you know, differently. He's someone who could like read or listen and pick it up right away, which I think that's where you get that from. I'm someone that kind of contemplates and second guesses a million times, but I do like your take on things. What else do you have for us?
So my second question that I have for my mom, all in listeners, is I have, how did you and dad meet and was it love at first sight?
Oh man, your dad's gonna not be happy with this one. I told him that we wouldn't talk about marriage quite yet, but but that's a good question. So me and your dad met in high school. And for me, I don't know about love at first sight, but, you know, because we were young and that's hard to determine. But I will tell you that your dad throughout everything has always been my number one crush. For some reason, I just always had a crush on him. There was something about him that was intriguing to me and just something different, like something I could feel in my gut. And even at a young age, even though we didn't start dating until we were older, it just was very... So definitely, I don't know if it was love at first sight, but I definitely crushed on him very hard. And you look just like him, so
cute.
I do have a bit to say about that. So was Dad like kind of nerdy, or was he always like this big jock and like had like strong, he was so strong and always like a fast learner?
So your dad was, he was just always kind of confident. I wouldn't say he was a geek or, you know, a jock or anything like that. I don't like to put labels on things because you just are who you are and you'll learn that. But he definitely, you know, just kind of stuck to himself. He liked what he liked. That's the one thing I always admired about your dad, and still to this day, when he likes something or is passionate about something, that's it. You know, he just kind of knows it. And even in school, you know, maybe he wasn't as passionate about his studies as me or you are. But he definitely always had a love for sports and, you know, was always, he's very smart. So, and everyone liked him, even though he isn't a social butterfly. You know, people either loved him or you didn't. There wasn't really a middle.
Wow, thank you, Mom, for answering that question with all that you can. Okay, so the next question I have for you all and listeners and my mother was, what makes me special to you, Mom?
Let's see how to answer that. Everything makes you special to me. I mean, you are my firstborn. I feel like, you know, I had you, I wasn't super young, but I was young and I definitely was not prepared or ready to be a mom, but I feel like I grew up a little bit during the process with you. And for me, you know, it's not that I never wanted children, Michael, but I just knew the responsibility. Once you had children, to me, that was it. It was about your kids. And I still believe that to this day. So I knew that it was no longer about me or, you know, what was kind of like, you know, important in that time. It was about, you know, how to be a good parent and how to show you things and build our legacy so that I broke the cycle of like the, you know, the parenting or the unhealthy relationships and things that I've seen in my family of origin. But your love for people, your faith, is so inspiring to me, has always been so inspiring to me. And you're so smart and you don't worry so much about what other people think. And I love that because you just try to be you. And as you're getting older now, preteen, oh my God, how do I have a preteen? I love kind of watching you form into the person that you are because you know, you are nice to every person. You're very kind. You put your all into your studies or into your, you know, sports. You try to figure out things. Your brain is constantly going and you just have a huge heart. And I really do believe that whatever you do in the future, you are going to just exceed and be very successful. And, you know, and not in just a monetary amount, like for making a lot of money. I just think you're going to have such a life full of abundance and you're going to change the world.
Thank you, Mom. That means so much to me to hear that from you, especially right now. So for the fourth question, all in listeners, I have something that will just take a look into Mom's life and stuff. Like, what's a normal day in your life?
A normal day in my life is I wake up, I get my coffee. Coffee is a huge fuel source for me. Michael knows this. And I, you know, figure out my day. What's my day going to consist of? What, you know, I have multiple things that I do, including the podcast. So everything's got to be kind of scheduled and organized. And then sometimes I fail miserably at organization and scheduling, getting the kids up, getting you ready for school, whether it's virtual or in person. You know, we have a younger son as well, Maverick, and getting him wrangled. He is so strong-willed and stubborn. So that's a little bit interesting. My grandma lives with us. We help, you know, kind of take care of her too. So just making sure everyone's kind of managed for the day. And then I go about my business and do as much as I can, you know, in my career, my professional life, to give my all to my real estate clients, as well as working on some, you know, coaching and public speaking, and then some also, you know, consulting things as well. So it just depends. Every day is different. And I love that. I don't think I could go and sit in an office for hours during a day. I just think I have way too much ADD for that. So then we get home, we figure out dinner, and then whatever things we have for the evening. A lot of times my career will monopolize my evenings. And then on those nights that aren't monopolized, a lot of times we have sports activities or different things that the kids are into. So or recordings or research for the podcast. So every day is different.
Yeah, I can take that from you, especially because with school and everything, I have to plan out what I'm going to do, my assignments, and like how I'm going to manage them with sports and everything, and like how am I going to do all my chores and do all my assignments in this time period that I have. And I'm trying to learn what I can from you so that I can pass that on maybe to my children someday and make sure that I have a good and wealthy just schedule that will provide me with everything I need.
Well, with that all in, listeners, we're going to take a break and then Michael's going to be put in the hot seat. I'm going to ask him some questions and we'll be right back.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, all in listeners. Today we have a treat. We're getting a little bit more intimate with Savannah Murphy. And I have my son, Michael, on today because he has been such an inspiration and encouragement along this all in journey for me with listening to every episode and just giving me, you know, feedback and loving it. And he's really wanted to come on the show. So I said, the second season, I'm going to get a little, and that's Maverick. I'm going to get a little bit more open and tell all. So we're going to start out with Michael, and we just had him put me in the hot seat and ask me questions in the first half of this podcast. So if you're tuning in on the second, go back and listen so that you can, you know, hear a little bit more about his questions for me. But right now I want to ask Michael, obviously this year, 2020, or last year rather, 2020 has been different. So what positives do you think came from the shutdown or this pandemic? And in your views, you know, how does that make you feel? How did you stay positive through this process?
So basically what I did was I focused on things that I could do that would help me and better myself during this time of quarantine and everything. During this time of quarantine, everything was just a big mess, I'd like to say. I don't really have a take on exactly what happened because, again, I'm looking through my eyes and not like an adult's eyes who would research on it and stuff. But I do know how I did stay positive is I just focused on what I needed to do and I tried to help out my dad or my mom or grandma with anything that I could. And when it came down to it, I just tried everything that I could possibly to make it a better experience for me and my family.
What are some things that you started doing maybe that you hadn't done previously?
So I started drawing a lot more. I drew like, I wasn't like into it as much, but during the quarantine, I wanted to pick up like a couple of hobbies. So one of them was drawing a lot more. Whoa. And I decided to become like more into my drawings, I guess I'd like to say. Like I started to focus on the littler details rather than just like the big picture of it. And then also another hobby I picked up was biking with my grandpa. He encouraged me a lot this year. He was probably the biggest inspiration or help this year that I ever had. Like he was, I can't explain it. He like did everything he could to make me happy during this time of quarantine. He made lunches with me and we go on a bike ride in the park and we would go for long amounts of time. And one time we tried like going through a whole entire park. It was insane. And we couldn't breathe after we did the one side of the park and had to go back. But he was just like probably my biggest inspiration this year. He did everything he possibly could for me. And I'm so grateful. I love him so much. He's like my everything right now.
So I think that, you know, you took a lot of positives out of it. You got closer with family. You took on some responsibilities at home, which made, you know, that made everything good as well. So here we are, Michael, almost a year into the pandemic and the shutdown. Obviously, a lot of things have happened in our world. How do you, like, what do you feel? What do you feel for your future for right now? I just want the listeners to really hear from a child's perspective of, you know, where you think things are and how you, you know, what's your take on it?
Okay, so with like a child's perspective, of course, we don't know like what's going on politically and with the economy and everything. I mean, I hear my parents like talk about it, yes. And of course, I've like watched the news with my grandma and stuff. But from my perspective, we knew it was bad because we know that people are sad and people are not happy right now because everyone's getting a very, very horrible disease and nobody wants that to anybody. Nobody would ever wish that upon anyone. But of course, there is some just things that we kind of pick up, like how our parents will chatter and stuff and talk about what's going on like during this time, of course, and how they're scared and stuff and like how they want to keep us safe. And that makes us feel like a different way about a lot of things, like with like sports and stuff. We know that it's not going to be like open for a while, which kind of takes some things away from some kids, of course. And then it's just a lot of mixed feelings and emotions, I guess. I'm not sure how to say it, but it's like when we like went through this whole entire pandemic, one big, big, big thing that had to be a game changer during this time is, of course, my puppy, Finley. She's the sweetest dog in the world, and I love her to death. And she's the most playful dog in the world. She's the best dog. And I just thinking, I don't really focus on most of the negatives. I'm more about the positives. I'm the typical like guy or kid that would focus on everything that's good right now. Like, the weather's nice and we get to go ice skating today. You know, I'm not about like oh, people are dying and it's all tragic and horrible right now. I mean, of course I know that, but I don't like to focus on that.
And in the end of, like, you know, obviously people are getting sick and that's scary. And there's been, you know, a lot of protesting and things like that. And, you know, I know that your faith is very strong. So, you know, how do you cope with that? Do you just pray through it and, you know, kind of look at the positive?
So I definitely have prayed through it a lot. This year, I definitely got more connected with God for sure. That was probably one of the major things again. And then I'm not sure, like, I didn't really cope with it. Instead, I just took all the things from it and try to turn them into positives. I didn't, like, think about all the stuff that's really going on because, again, Mom and Dad were keeping us safe. They were going to keep us safe no matter what, at any cost. And to us and to them, it's just a tragedy. Like, nobody wants to go through this stuff. Nobody wants this to happen to them. But it's just something when you don't take the right precautions and you forget, it's hard to imagine what is possible that could happen. And nobody wants that to anyone or anything. It's just, I think this is definitely one of the worst things I've experienced, maybe the worst things that I've experienced possible.
But in the end, you know that God has you and your faith will take care of everything?
Yeah, of course. God is, like, God Almighty, praise Him. He is our Savior. I mean, He will take care of His children no matter what. Nobody will ever not rely on God when it comes to this. We all love God. I mean, even if you don't worship Him, there is still love in your heart for Him. No matter what, you'll always be a part of Him. He'll never separate from you and He'll never like break off from you because you know deep down inside that there is always a feeling that God is with you.
Amen to that, listeners. No matter what, if you're a believer or not a believer, just hearing, you know, faith over fear from a child's mouth, I think that's just a great perspective. And it keeps me trying to be positive. I can learn a lot and have gained a lot of respect for Michael through this pandemic and through this process. Okay, Michael, I have two more questions for you, and then I'll let you ask any other questions you have for me, and then we are going to end this awesome episode and get it to editing so that our all-in listeners can have it for their listening pleasure. So, what does the next 10 years look like for you? In 10 years, what do you think we can expect from Michael Murphy?
Oh gosh, this is a hard question. So I'm 12 right now. So most likely I will either be finishing up college or done with college and trying to find a job. I'm not planning on getting married or having a kid as young as Mom and Dad did. I'll probably have them
Thank
once I'm
God,
older.
Listeners.
I'll probably travel the world and, like, experience everything that I need to first. And then maybe, like, I'll decide on who I want to be and what kind of family I just want to love and give all my affection to. I need to make a name for myself before I, like, go out and make a family. Because with families, it tends to be a lot of, like, troubles, and it, like, it stresses you out from what I see from Mom and Dad both. So I'm just thinking of, like, maybe I can do that in later times in future, because if I do that in the future, then I'll probably have more success and I'll probably have more things that I can just do with my family.
Okay, but what about your professional goals, or what do you see there?
So I want to be an engineer, a biomedical engineer, and I'm still deciding if that pay is good for me. I'd like to say yes and stuff. It's just things about biomedical engineers is it's a different job.
Why would you like to do it? What is it? What makes you like passionate about that?
So it's the fact that it's helping people, really. I mean, a doctor, I like doctors, like a surgeon too. I like just helping people as much as I can. It's a very honest opinion with me that I will help people. Even if it doesn't better me, I'm going to help them no matter what, because no matter what, it's going to help them and better them and make them happier.
Okay, so in the future, you think you're going to be a biomedical engineer in the, obviously, healthcare field and try to, like, change some things and help the world and help people?
Yes, of course.
All right, well, we'll be checking in 10 years to make sure that that's all fulfilled. And I did always tell him, I want you to have your passport and stamps in your passport prior to getting married. So hopefully he listens and he gets to gain a lot of experiences so he knows himself better, because then that will make you a better mate. And definitely a better husband or father. Let's see. Would you have any questions for me? Any last questions?
I do have one more question. Sorry, I stuttered there. I was just pulling out my paper. So I have one last question for my mom, all in listeners. It's, what dreams or hopes do you have for me, like, in the future, and how do you perceive me in 10 years?
Okay, so my hopes and dreams for you are that you just live a life that's fulfilled, that you dream big, and that you don't change. I want your heart to stay the same. I have no doubt that you're going to do amazing things, that you're going to be able to go to school and you're going to be able to create businesses or become an engineer. You love math. You love science. I think you're definitely going to be successful in whatever you do. And me and your dad will do anything that we can to help guide you. But I just want you to be happy. I want you to have experiences. I want you to see the world. I want you to taste foods from all over. And for how much you love people, and you have such a light in you, I just want you to go and be a light to those people. So I want you to travel so that you can meet people with, you know, all different beliefs and backgrounds and traditions. And I think that will make you happy. And that's what I want. I believe in 10 years. I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy, successful, and definitely not married yet.
Yeah, so I'm very glad and hopeful about my future too. And I'm glad that mom perceives me to be successful, and like all the times that I might have faults, I can still turn it into a success.
What do you think of the podcast?
So this podcast is a very, like, it's a very deep podcast because it looks into people's pasts and futures and even their present. It just takes it on a whole nother scale. Like, you're talking about how their relationship with God is and how how you and them are connected with God. And it's just inspirational to me to think my mom has a podcast that is specific to people who have had faults in their life, but have turned those faults into so much success.
Well, that's awesome. I love that take. Last question. What does all in mean to you?
So, what all in means to me is it's relatively, it's hard to perceive what all in means to me because it's hard to explain it. What I can put it in the shortest way is that all in to me is something that you do on like a daily basis, and you just keep on pushing yourself to keep on going to the best possible solution there is for what you need to do. And all in to me is like your relationship with God and your relationship with family. It's all like you have to be connected, if you're not connected, then you're not really all in. You may have successes with your job and everything, but that's not what's important in life. All in is when you're all in with your family and with the people that you love and cherish. It's something that cannot be stated in just words. It has to be expressed with your thoughts, feelings, and even your actions. Actions speak more than words. It's always a good way to, instead of speaking, just prove it with all your actions.
That's awesome, Michael. Well, you've heard it from the mouth of a child, and we've been all in with him. Hopefully you learned a little bit more about my heart, definitely about this young boy's heart, and you know that there is positive out there, that I know a lot of kids are struggling, and maybe they don't have, you know, two parents in the home, or, you know, maybe there's a lot going on, but a lot of children can see light in the darkness and be positive in tough times. And I know that we try to focus on that. So we hope you focus on it. We have some amazing guests coming up this season. If you want to stay in, you know, touch with me and kind of follow me on Instagram, the Real Sav Murphy, Real, R-E-A-L-S-A-V-M-U-R-P-H-Y. You get to see pictures of Michael and Maverick and just kind of get to know my life. And then we have the All In with Savannah Murphy Facebook page. You can like, comment, learn more about our guests. And we just look forward to rocking the season out and providing inspiration and motivation. We've been all in, and we are all out.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.